Welcome back. This is an intermediate Ableton Live move that shows up all over drum and bass, especially in transitions and fills. Delay time automation for pitch dives. Here's the core idea. A delay is constantly recording and playing back auto. If you change the delay time while it's still repeating, the repeats don't just change spacing, they bend in pitch. Kind of like you grabbed a tape reel or slowed down a turntable. In DNB, that tape slow feel is pure weaponry for pre-drop vacuums, snare throws that spiral, bass tails that melt downward, and gritty mechanical risers. We're going to build this as a return track, on purpose. Because in drum and bass you usually don't want your snare or vocal living inside delay all the time. You want throws, quick, intentional hits that get processed, then get out of the way. All right. Set your session up so it behaves like a real DNB context. Put your tempo around 174 BPM and have a basic loop going, kick and snare, some hats, and a bass sound. Reese, a Neurostab, anything with some character. Now create the return. Go to create, insert return track, rename it something you'll recognize later, like our pitch dive. Then on the source track you're going to throw from, set the send to this return all the way down for now. Negative infinity. We'll automate the send when we want the effect. On that return track, load Ableton's echo. After echo, put an EQ8, then optionally a saturator, and finally a limiter as a safety net. That limiter is not a vibe choice, it's a don't let feedback spikes ruin my day choice. Let's dial an echo so it actually does the pitch thing smoothly. First, make sure sync is off. That's important. When echo is synced to the grid, time changes can feel stepped and less fluid. For this technique, we want free milliseconds. Set time to around 180 milliseconds as a starting point. Feedback somewhere between 55 and 75%. Higher feedback gives you a longer tail and a more dramatic dive, but it also increases the chance you'll smear into the next downbeat. Dry slash wet at 100% because we're on a return. In echo's filter section, roll off the junk. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz to keep low end from blooming. Low pass somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz to darken the repeats and stop them from screaming over your hats. Modulation. Keep it subtle. Amount like 5 to 15%, rate around 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. The reason I'm telling you to stay subtle is that heavy modulation plus time automation can get seasick fast. Unless you want chaos, in which case we can talk about that later. You can add a tiny bit of noise or wobble if you want a tape vibe, but tiny means tiny. In DNB, you want the bend to sound intentional, not like the plugin is breaking. Now, automation setup. Switch to arrangement view and hit it to show automation lanes. On the return track, choose echo's time parameter. Also consider adding lanes for echo feedback, and maybe the return track volume if you like to ride it. But the big one is time. Here's the classic move for a downward pitch dive. You automate time upward. Longer delay time equals a lower perceived pitch bend on those repeats. A solid starting dive is something like 120 milliseconds rising to 450, 600, even 650 milliseconds. And you choose the length depending on how dramatic you want it. A quick 1/4 bar feels like a punchy little dip. A full bar feels cinematic and obvious. Draw a ramp on echo time. Start the ramp just before the transition moment, like right before the drop or before a new phrase. And now the part that a lot of people miss. You have to feed audio into the delay while the ramp is happening, or there's nothing to bend. So you'll automate the send on your source track. Think of it like throwing a one-shot into a processor. For a DNB-friendly throw, jump the send up briefly, somewhere around minus 6 dB to 0 dB, for maybe an eighth note to half a bar. A quarter bar throw is a really classic starting point. This combination is what makes it feel tight. A short send spike, while time is ramping up. You're not washing the whole mix, you're creating a moment. Now let's keep it clean, because pitch diving delays can destroy your low end if you let them. On the return, go to EQ8. Use a steep high pass, like 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. Don't be shy. In most DNB mixes, the sub and low mids are already busy. You want the dive to live above that. If the delay tail is getting harsh, dip a bit around 2 to 4 kHz, and if you want darker jungle vibes, add a gentle high shelf down above 8 to 10 kHz. If you added saturator, set drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. This is a nice trick. The tail becomes more audible on small speakers without you cranking the return level. It sounds finished instead of thin, and keep that limiter at the end. If you ever see it slamming constantly, don't just push the limiter harder. First lower the peak of the send throw. Gain staging rule for throws. Fix the send mount before you start redesigning the whole return. Then adjust feedback. Now I want to give you the why it sometimes doesn't work coach note. The pitch glide is most obvious when the delay line is already holding audio and repeating, and you move the time while it's repeating. If you automate time, but your send is silent, or your feedback is near zero, you'll mostly hear spacing changes, not a dramatic pitch bend. So if you're like, why isn't it diving? Check two things. Did I throw audio into it? And is feedback high enough for the repeats to continue while I'm sweeping time? Let's talk about automation shapes, because this is where it goes from a trick to a musical tool. A straight ramp gives you a clean, obvious tape slow rate for modern rollers and tight production. An exponential curve, slow at first then fast at the end, feels like fall off a cliff right into the drop. In live, you can fake that by adding breakpoints and using curve handles, so the ramp accelerates. An S-curve often feels the most musical. It doesn't sound like you're just sweeping a knob. It feels like motion with intention. If you hear crunchy stepping, which people call zipper artifacts, you've got options. 1. Make the ramp a bit longer. Even going from an eighth note ramp to a quarter note ramp can smooth it out. 2. Keep modulation subtle. Heavy mod while you're sweeping time can exaggerate weirdness. Now, where do you use it in an actual arrangement? First, the pre-drop vacuum. Take the last snare hit before the drop. Throw it into the return. Ramp time upward for a nice dive. Then, right at the end, cut your drums for a tiny slice, like a 16th or an 8th note, so the tail hangs in space. That little pocket of silence makes the drop feel larger without adding any extra layers. Second, bass stab punctuation. Every 8 bars, pick one bass hit, throw it into the pitch dive return, but keep your main bass mostly dry. That way you get ear candy without wrecking the groove and without blurring the low end. Third, the jungle snare spiral. Send the last snare of a fill into the return, and for that moment only, automate feedback up a bit higher, like 75 to 85%, so it blooms. Then bring feedback back down so it doesn't keep talking over the next phrase. That bring it back down is important. A great advanced move is to automate feedback up during the throw, then hard down to like 20 to 30% right before the downbeat. That gives you the chaos, then gets out of the way. Here are a few heavier, darker upgrades if you want the roller to stay clean while the effect goes huge. You can make the return mono in the low end. Add utility after EQ8 and reduce width a bit. Or use bass mono features if your version supports it. The point is, keep anything below roughly 200 Hz from getting wide and messy. You can sidechain the return. Put a compressor after saturation, sidechain it from your kick or a drum bus, set ratio around 4 to 1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Now the dive tail breathes around the drums instead of fighting them. And you can darken the tail as it dives. Automate echoes low pass cutoff down as time ramps up, like 10 kHz down to 4 kHz. That creates this falling into smoke feeling. Super effective into drops. Let's do a quick practice exercise so you actually lock it in. Make a 16 bar phrase. Bars 1 through 8. Normal groove, no special effects. On bar 8, the last snare before bar 9, do a send throw for an eighth to a quarter bar, and automate echo time from about 150 milliseconds to 600 milliseconds over about half a bar. Then on bar 12, pick a bass stab, do a shorter throw, like an eighth note, and a faster ramp, 120 to 400 milliseconds over a quarter bar. Then bounce a test and listen for three things. 1. Is the low end still clean, or did the return add mud? If it's muddy, high pass more or reduce the send. 2. Is the tail the right length, or is it stepping on the next downbeat? If it's stepping, lower feedback or pull feedback down right before the drop. 3. Does the dive land rhythmically? If it feels late or sloppy, shorten the throw, shorten the ramp or start the ramp earlier, so it finishes exactly when you want the impact. Before we wrap, here are a couple advanced variations you can try once the basic move is working. 2-stage dive, do a quick lift in time first, like 140 to 260 milliseconds over an eighth note, then a slower drift from 260 to 650 over half a bar to a bar. It reads like hit, pull, sink, very narrative. Tape stop catch, ramp time upward, then on the exact downbeat snap time back to the starting value and simultaneously yank feedback down. That creates a dramatic stop and reset without the tail smearing into the drop. Reverse direction trick. Decrease delay time during repeats for an upward pitch whip. Use it sparingly. It's great for call and response, like a vocal whip up, then the bass answers dry. And one more performance tip. You don't always need to draw return volume automation everywhere. You can use the return tracks activator as a performance switch. Map the return on off to a key or a MIDI button. Then punch the effect in for fills, paired with a short send throw. It's a clean, playable way to treat this like an instrument. Recap: automating delay time creates pitch bends in the repeats, and in DNB it's perfect for transitions and throws. Build it on a return so it's momentary and controlled. Use echo with sync off. Automate time upward for a downward pitch dive and keep it mix safe with high pass filtering, optional saturation, and a limiter. If you want it heavier, sidechain the return and darken the tail as it dives. If you tell me what you're throwing most often, snare, vocal, or bass, and what substyle you're aiming for, liquid, jungle, neuro, minimal roller, I can suggest a tight starting range for time and feedback that tends to land perfectly for that vibe.